I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
And welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, coming to you Tuesday evening all across this beautiful country of ours. And we are glad that you are here. You know, if you guys saw me right before showtime, if I had the video camera, yeah, I think I would give you a lot of laughs. I'm sitting here, I'm waiting, enjoying the song, and then I remember I got to get something. So I hop off my headset, and I just sit down in the nick of time as the song is going off. And I think about you guys listening, and I'm thinking, wow, you guys probably had a pretty good laugh. Marilyn Posick is here, our angel lady, and she's going to be giving you angel readings tonight. That's right, from her guys, 100,000 of them. They travel in big packs, so that's a lot of angels tonight here on Journey in the Light. So call on in and get yourself a read. Now, one thing I want to say real quick is something new on Journey in the Light that I'm starting tonight. Hello, Cat Love in the chat room. Good to see you. It's been a long time. Good to see you. And that's what I was going to talk about briefly. The chat room. The chat room used to be a major part of this Journey in the Light show. You guys who, like Cat Love, who's in the chat room right now, used to remember that. A lot. It used to have just packed out. Now, people don't do chat rooms as much as they used to. I definitely have noticed that. But what I am going to do is on our evening shows, okay, like starting at 7 o'clock Eastern, on our evening shows, I am going to open up the chat room each night. And what's important other than coming on in there and talking to everybody, it's a lot of fun, including talking to myself. On air, actually you're off air, but while we're doing this show, like right now, H123 says, hello. Okay, so anyway, if you go into the chat room, if you're calling in, and I am going to take first the callers from the chat room, okay? So all you got to do is go into the chat room, put in your area code and first name, and that's it. And we'll bring the folks in from the chat room. And there you go. Okay? So it's a great way to get people to interact more in the show. And some of you guys might not have remembered or not, but two people met on this show in the chat room and then married. In less than a year. True story. True story. It happened. I think it was my third year, roughly. And that was really great. No, I wasn't flown out for the wedding, but I should have. Because it did become here. So you could get a great spiritual show and meet your future partner right here in the chat room. Everybody's looking for love in this show, so there you go. All right, on with the show, as they say. And no, Bonnie, I don't want to be on live on Facebook because you would see all the silly things I wear and things I get. So, but our guest here, Marilyn, she's live on Facebook, and let's bring in Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn.
Good evening, Michael.
You are the candid person. You love to be, you're the camera guy, lady. Right?
As I've said, give me a microphone, give me a stage, and turn me loose.
I think I got that song, Turn Me Loose.
And yeah, I do go live on Facebook right after the show each Tuesday evening. Helping people with grief and loss. And then on Wednesday night, same time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I go on there discussing about angels. And it's just been really, really great fun. It's been healing for me. I'm learning a lot of stuff. I take people's questions. I take their comments. And every time I can interact with somebody else, and I'm sure you feel this way too, Michael, every time I can interact with somebody else, I learn something. Whether I'm doing a reading, whether I'm doing a class, whether I'm doing live on Facebook, you always learn something. And as we talked about in the show last night, as Chuck mentioned, and I backed him up on this, this is a world that you're continuously learning in. In not just a spiritual world, but in all aspects. I'm sure in the 9 years you've been doing this, Michael, you're not the same today as you were 9 years ago. I'm sure you're constantly learning new things. If doctors didn't go to school, realtors, lawyers, if they didn't keep going back to school to get the continuing education, they wouldn't be able to keep up. And that's how I feel about the spiritual world. We're constantly learning. And one of the best ways to learn is from other people.
That's so true. We are constantly learning. And you're so right. If people go back and listen to any of my shows 9 years ago or so, they were so different than they are now. And besides that, I have grown so much in so many different ways. So, yeah, we're constantly, and we should be, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Change is constant. So many people are afraid of change. And that change could be any variety of things, moving. You know, last year, remember how I was? It's like, oh, my goodness, I got a three-week notice. I got to move. Oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, people changing careers, changing relationships. But I've seen the biggest change with people is their spirituality, that what has worked for them in the past, however young they are, you know, say 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and all of a sudden, more and more people are wanting a deeper meaning, a deeper purpose, a deeper path for life. And that's all the spiritual world entering. And before, a lot of people would just ignore it. It's like, okay, as long as I go to work and have my relationship, have the kids, have, you know, activities, I'm good. But so many people are looking for a different meaning. And I truly, truly believe that.
Yeah, I definitely agree too. People are looking and wanting to learn and grow. It's more than ever, and it continues to grow. I mean, worldwide, spirituality has just taken off.
It really has. And as I have said over and over and over again, I did real estate sales and other sales for many, many different years over my short year of life, because I'm just a youngster, right?
Yes.
But one thing they teach in sales is, in order to succeed, to do really well, you have to learn to get out of your box. So I like to implement that with the spirituality. When we get out of our human box and begin to search for signs and feelings and sightings and just senses, overall senses that aren't necessarily human, that we can't maybe explain in our human mind, that we can't see, hear, feel, touch like we do one another in the human world, and we step out of that world and start exploring the world of spirituality, whether you believe in God, spirit, source, angels, ascended masters, spirit guides, even your deceased loved ones. It's all part of the spiritual realm. And when we learn to step into that and not be afraid of it, your whole world will change. I'm living proof. Who would have thought this little girl from Canton, Ohio, would have moved to Phoenix, Arizona over 30 years ago and had a safe, secure job as an X-ray tech and one day become a nationally known psychic medium?
Yeah.
Let alone the author of 3 books.
Right. Yeah, you've done amazing. And it's that way, you know. We look back when we get about our age, you know, and we look back to when we were in, let's say, high school or college, and what was our aspirations? What will we become? You know, I was going to become an accountant. I couldn't imagine nowadays being an accountant. But
right.
And now doing a spiritual radio, I never envisioned that, though I always have loved radio. Even back to high school days, I worked kind of on and off in the studio. So,
yep, it's an amazing, amazing world out there. Now, are we going to talk about the names of all my 100,000 angels?
Oh, yeah.
Suggested last night.
Yes, we should have gotten started already. Or I thought Chuck was going to. That's right. Chuck was going to come on maybe and could read those off.
Yeah, for those of you listening that didn't hear our show last night, every Monday night I'm with Michael and Chuck Bergman. And towards the end of the show last night, Chuck wanted to know the names of all my 100,000 angels. And I said, well, that will be continued tonight. But that's bringing up a good point, too. That's all part about being stuck in your human box. You know, angels, yes, they do have names, but I teach people, don't get all caught up on names. If you can't remember a name, it's no big deal. This is what I love about the spiritual realm, and that would be so different than you being an accountant, Michael. There's nothing right or wrong in this world. As long as it feels good, as long as it's sounding good, as long as it's resonating with you, there's nothing wrong. But we, you know, of course, being human, we always name as soon as we bring a baby into the world or any kind of a pet, we give it a name. So if people do want names, just go with what I call the Fab Four, the Big Four. Michael, he's for protection, white light. Blue light for love. Raphael, healing. Green light. Gabriel, communication, more on a human level, color of blue. And then you got Uriel, he radiates to the color gold. And he's your messenger angel from the divine. So if you need a name, start with those guys. And don't get all caught up in names. Now, if you go to sleep at night, in your dreams, that reminds me, Michael, I had a dream about you last night. In your dreams at night, or I know people do this a lot if they're having surgery, a lot of times the name will come to you in a subconscious state. I'm running into more and more people with children. The children are very, very gifted, especially the younger kids. Before they get old enough to listen to people saying, no, this doesn't exist. And if you're hearing a name, then that's your angel. And just start having a conversation with that angel. Let's say you get the name of Daniel. Okay, Daniel, how do I know you're here? Why are you here? How can we start communicating better with one another? Again, there's nothing right or wrong. If it's not scaring you, it's totally right.
So I want to know about that dream you had.
You know, last night I woke up about every 2 hours. Luckily, I was able to go right back to sleep. But the last time I fell asleep about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had a dream. Let me see if I can remember. It was about you, your wife, and your children. And I think you guys were living in Ohio, similar to what I like grew up in, and I just remember doing the radio show out of your house, but you were concentrating on doing something else and getting things ready because that night there was going to be fireworks and we all wanted to go watch the fireworks. And everybody was like hustling, bustling to get things done so everybody could watch fireworks.
Okay. All right. I love fireworks, so. Sounds like me. Now, I've never been in Ohio, but...
Yeah, and I've never met you in person, nor have I ever talked to your wife and children, so...
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Do you ever wonder, like, sometimes you get dreams like that, I think we all do, where it's hard to figure out what they mean, you know? Like, how do you rationalize it, Mike?
Usually, if I remember the dream, there's a reason for that. And I take walks almost every single day. And I'm usually out doing a walk in the morning. That's when I choose to connect with the guys and do whatever cleansing, clearing, grounding work, protection, healing I need to do. And then if the dream pops up, I just ask the guys, okay, what's the meaning behind it? You know, is there a meaning? And I feel that every dream has a meaning because that's our subconscious mind taken over. Some people, I don't know whether you have any guests on your show, they do dream interpretations. That's not my specialty. Normally, I will get the messages that I need to receive from me. Occasionally, people will ask me what their dream means. Sometimes I can get it, sometimes I can't. But there's always, always a hidden meaning in a dream. I firmly believe that.
Right. I agree. It's just sometimes hard to figure out. I mean, I've had some crazy ones. I mean, literally crazy. Last week I was chased by someone, I don't know who, and anyway, yeah.
And before we get to callers, that's another point I want to make. It's really, really important for us to protect ourselves at night, just like I am assuming most people will lock their homes before they go to bed at night. So you're protecting your home, you're protecting the inside, protect yourself. And just bring in Archangel Michael and ask him to surround and protect you with white light. And that helps keep the dark side from invading. You can also bring in four guardian angels. And this is all in your mind's eye. Imagine placing four guardian angels in each corner of your room. And they're draping like a big white canopy, a big white sheet. Gold is even permissible, as long as it's round, and then they're protecting you at night. And that's when I heard you say earlier, I always walk with 100,000 angels, and I'll call in 100,000 angels to be with me as well. And especially from time to time, we all have those bad dreams that scares us. And if it wakes you up, like, I would definitely immediately go to that exercise. And if you believe in God or spirit or source or, you know, universe, you can also ask for the white light of protection from that being as well. But I've had some scary dreams, and it's been enough to wake me up. And then I just say, God, protect me with your white light. Michael, I want you here too. And then I bring in 100,000 guys. And most times I can go right back to sleep and sleep in comfort.
Very cool. Like that. I like that part where you have the protection of walking with the 100,000 guys, because that definitely keeps you protected. All right. No one's going to mess with you.
You can't believe how many people I have stood off ever since I've been doing this, which has been close to 20 years now. It's just amazing. And I've been in some situations. I've never gotten hurt because the guys protect me. And, you know, I've had people either verbally or try to physically hurt me. And I'm like, really? And I'll look them right in the eye and I go, you know, I don't put myself in harm's way. I don't go out of my way to, you know, do something silly. But upon occasion, things happen. And I'll just stand them off and look at them and I'm like, really? And something always happens, whether somebody intervenes, the person just walks away, which is the case most of the time. I don't know how this works, but I just know it works. And I use it daily. And so far, I'm still ticking at 21 years old.
There you go. Keep thinking that thought. You got it. You go, girl.
Just thought I'd throw that in there for a little humor here.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. Oh, that's all good. I love that. All right. Yeah, folks don't know it. We do a show with Chuck Bergman, Marilyn and Chuck. We're all together on Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So write it down if you don't know about it. It's a great show. The connections between Marilyn and Chuck are amazing, and we really have a fun time, too. It's not just all, you know, serious and stuff, but we have a good time, too, and laughs, and I think that's the best medicine. I know it is for me when I'm maybe a little stressed. I like to get a little comedy, a little laughs, and that really just each laugh, Marilyn, it's like, you know, that stress comes off in chunks. It really does.
Yep, the guys tell me all the time that we take life way too serious. So here's a really, really good advice for you and all the listeners out there. If you feel like life is getting to you and, you know, you've got something heavy, just start laughing. Because I remember when I went through my divorce a bazillion years ago, I remember going to a psychic, and she said there's 117 verses in the Bible that says this too shall pass, but there isn't one verse in the Bible that says this too shall stay. And I've never forgotten that, and that was many, many, many years ago. And so when, you know, and life does get us down from time to time when that happens, what I like to do is just kind of cross my arms, because that's your sign is saying I'm not letting that in, and start laughing. And another little tip I learned many years ago, too, if somebody says something that is really mean or derogatory to you, instead of getting into a fight, because you're not going to get anywhere, just cross your arms, cross your legs if you're able, because you're crossing yourself off from that negativity, and just go, huh, how can somebody rebuke that, right?
Yeah. That's true. That is very true. All right. Well, we got a lot of people called in to speak to you, Marilyn, so let's see who's on the line. And again, if you want to hop on in the chat room, if you're calling in, we'll bring you in as the first caller. So how do you hop in the chat room? Really easy. Just click on the show right below the audio. The chat room is right there, and just join. If you don't have a name yet, then you know, go ahead and make yourself a free Blog Talk name, and you can hop on in there. So, and last thing I'll add is, if you have an angel question, not a reading, but a question for Marilyn, I will bring you up early into the show as well. I think that's great to have questions.
Oh, I would love that, Michael. Thank you.
Yes, yes, on angels. That would be great. So, okay, so we're going to go, let's see here, for our first question here. Let's get, we got a lot of people in the chat. Okay, so, okay, so let's go to the chat room, 917. I believe this, can we get your first name, and you have an angel question? You're on
me?
There. Yes, huh? Your first name?
This is Marinette. I'm also on the
yes.
chat room, Marinette.
Right.
I have,
right.
I have a question. If my ex-husband is asking for an annulment, and I want to know, should I appeal it? Is it for my highest good to appeal it or not appeal it? Or, you know, I'm confused about that.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, dear?
New York.
Oh, okay. Welcome. The first thing I heard right off the bat, before you even got the whole question out, is no, do not appeal it.
Okay.
There's something bigger and better out there for you.
Oh, I knew that.
I don't feel like you've been happy for quite a while. And I feel like whatever you can do, because I feel like you're very sensitive too. And almost to a point, like you're an empath. You understand the word empath?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I work with the angels
okay.
all the time.
Yeah. So the first thing I heard was no, because this person is not bringing you joy, is not bringing you love, is not bringing you pleasure. The guys are talking to me really fast. I'm trying to keep up with them. Sorry. And they're saying whatever you can do to make this as peaceful and an easy transition will be very, very beneficial for you.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing, too, do you work a lot with colors?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're saying once you get this behind you or get well on the road of putting this behind you, you really need to be working a lot more with your colors.
Oh, but are there any specific colors? Because I just, how do you say it? I use stones, basically. And I use the violet flame. And so not.
I'm hearing colors of the rainbow.
Oh, okay. Because I do healing also.
Okay. Yeah, that's what that really resonates with me. More the colors of the rainbow, which would be to me my signal for like healing work, you know, maybe doing readings for people, using the angels, their different colors, but the colors of the rainbow, the higher energy vibration. Yes, you can use your stones, but I'd rather see you elevate that vibration.
Oh, you know what? I just thought about something. I work in a part-time in a nursing home, and I'm a Reiki master, so I do Reiki in the room, and I also send in, I invoke colors, I do, into the room for them.
Perfect. You might also, once this kind of passes over, you might want to consider working in a hospice, too. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, I tell you what it is. I thought that it's heavy duty. I mean, I don't want to see people dying all the time. I'm working with the elderly, and I can handle that because
right.
I still feel, you know. But I don't know about people dying every day. I don't know. I think that might be too heavy for me. I don't know.
It's something to keep an open mind about. And I'm not saying, like, you have to stay there till they have to actually cross. But there's something about your energy, because I do this upon occasion. This isn't my specialty, and it has to be a very special request. What I have learned over the years is your soul, your spirit crosses approximately 2 days before the body actually catches up and dies.
Mm.
And I feel that you would be able to go in there in that period of time, because that soul, that spirit is going to recognize the angels and all the spiritual guides that you work with and bring comfort.
Oh. Well, that's important to me, to bring them comfort.
Yep.
I try to do that.
Yep. I would definitely consider doing that, dear.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you. Thanks again.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay, great. We're going to go to another caller from the chat room who's from New York, and we're going to bring in Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Renee. Thank How are you me. Doing this evening,
Hi.
Dear?
Great.
Thank Good.
You. My question is, somebody has been taking care of a couple of cats on the street, and then she said it's dangerous.
Honey, can you repeat your question? You were breaking up there a little bit.
Okay. She has been taking care of a few cats on the street, like some of the homeless cats on the street. She takes care of them. But then she wants me to help foster one of the cats for her. But I don't know if I should, because I don't know the cat's personality, and I don't know if I can handle the cat. So I just want some advice. Should I help her out?
I'm getting a very strong no. Did you say that you weren't a cat person?
I am not a cat person.
Yeah. Are you not a cat person?
No. Because I have two cats already. I don't
okay.
have so many, but then she's like kind of begging me, and then she said saying the cat's going to be run over by the car and all the stuff, you know. So I just don't know if I should help her out. But
I'm getting a very strong no on that. The one thing that you might want to be considering doing, if you feel really compelled to help this person, is
mm-hmm.
maybe going to buy food or water or dishes or something that she can lay out, you know, so they have a place to come to eat and drink water and everything. But as far as you taking a cat in or bringing a cat
mm-hmm.
in, I'm not getting that for you, dear.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, we are back here and in and out of the screening rooms. Marilyn, why don't you tell the folks how people can reach you and about the upcoming Facebook Live show coming up right after this.
Okay, the best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is my name, www.marilynposick, that's posic.com. I am on Facebook quite a bit. You can also private message me there. You can just friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Marilyn Posick. I do have an angel page on Facebook, and it's Angel Messenger Marilyn Posick. And there's about 6 days a week, there's always some kind of a spiritual message on that page as well. And then, like I said, after I get done with this show tonight, I will be going live on Facebook, where I started back in September helping people cope with grief and loss. And how I believe is that it's our human body that dies, our soul and spirit remains alive. And when we're able to tap into that after we've lost somebody and learn how to tap into that, it starts to bring comfort. And I've got quite a nice little community going on there, and people are able to type in their questions, type in their comments, and we're all like helping one another. So that's tonight on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then I'm creating an angel community on Facebook at the same time on Wednesday evenings. So feel free to, you can either just listen. If you don't want to question or comment, there's no big deal with that. If you do have a question or a comment, feel free to type it in, and I get to as many people as I can. For anybody that's living in the Phoenix area, I am doing several events coming up here in March, and the first one is March 5th. The next one's March 9th. If you'd like to receive my monthly newsletter, you can just send me a message and give me just your email address, because I send those all out via email. It also, when Benchmark decides to do it for me, it comes out on my Facebook page, on my angel page as well. And in my newsletter, I channel a message from the angels to help everybody for that month. I only send it out once a month. I don't over inundate you with emails, and then all my upcoming events is listed there as well. And my one upcoming event, March 9th, is on my angel page on Facebook. I think I covered everything, Michael.
Yeah, all right. We have all the contact information listed right here on the show page for Marilyn. If you missed any of that, it's right there. So let's go next here to Philadelphia. We're going to bring in Donna into the show. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you doing this evening, Donna?
Oh, pretty good. Thank
good.
You. What I wanted to ask you, I've been separated about seven months and everything, and I'm moving along. I'm doing okay. Taking class and working, and I'm okay. But I just wanted to know, is this for the best? Is there a better plan? Do you see someone else in my future? You know, or
I'm not getting anybody in your future right at the moment, but I'm seeing that this will definitely progress. But something's going to be happening within 3 months. Do you guys have any kind of a finalization date set for any time yet?
No.
Okay.
But we haven't, you know, been speaking or anything like that. It's pretty much over, you know.
Yeah, the feeling I'm getting for you, Donna, it's definitely over. You have gone, what they're telling me is that you've gone through the worst part of it, not to say whenever you split up with somebody, whether it is a marriage or a relationship, it's still a death of a relationship and it's not easy, but they're telling me that you've gone through the worst of it. And I think the worst of it's been in the past 6 months, and that you're coming on the other side of it. And I feel like it's all going to come to a head, like a finalization is how they're putting it to me, in about 3 months. What month are we in? February, March, April, May. Yeah, I'm seeing about May or June. What kind of a class are you taking, please?
Okay. A CNA class. I work in a hospital housekeeping, so I figured I would, you know, do something a little different. And it's,
yeah, perfect.
It's short, but
how much longer do you have for that?
May 4th will be my last day. It's a
I think that's why they're guiding me to ask you about your, you know, what your class is. I think once you get that completed, things are really going to turn around for you. Is your father passed?
No, he's not.
Okay. Is there a father-like figure that's passed, his father's father?
Oh, definitely. My grandfather, my mom's father.
He's guiding you with this. Were you guys close?
Yes, yes. And I feel that, too. I just got the chills. I feel that. That's so weird. Yeah.
And were you guys really close when you were a little girl?
Yeah, yep. Definitely. Yes.
And have you been having dreams about him or thoughts about him?
I think about him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me I'm getting goosebumps all over when I get that. That's my affirmation confirmation. He's telling me he's with you all the time. That's why you're thinking about him all the time. And as a small child, you guys were really, really close. And he's bringing up those loving moments, those loving memories that you had as a small child with him. And that's his way of helping you out to bring joy, laughter, and love back into your world. And he's definitely helping you and guiding you with the schooling. Have you had a little trouble with it?
No, not at all. It's a little hard going to work and, you know, the school. It gets a little hard, but I just keep thinking it's not much longer. It's okay, you know. But I think I'm liking it. I'm meeting nice people.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, if it's been hard, maybe just the time lies, you know, whatever, you know, that resonates with me. And he says that he's helping you through the hard times. So just try to keep it as light and positive as you can. And know that he's with you in spirit and that he's guiding you because he says you deserve a happy life. You don't need to be in question marks.
Right. That's something he would say.
You're
going to
do fine. And I guess that's why I was getting 3 months. Like, that'll be about the time you graduate. So you're going to be fine, dear.
Right. Do you see, real fast, can I just ask you, do you see anybody else coming into my life, you know, a relationship?
Not right at the moment. I think it's more about you getting your relationship with you, yourself, and I together and building a stronger relationship with that.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Appreciate it. Let's go next here with Marilyn Pasek. Remember, Marilyn will be live on Facebook right after this ends, so about 15 minutes, you can follow her over there, or you can stay with me here on Journey into the Light. So let's go to Delaware, and can we get your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fabulous. I guess all my callers, all the listeners tonight's from the East Coast, huh?
Well, that's
you guys
a good
all gang
thing.
Up
you're
on
reaching
me
out
here.
To us.
How can I help you tonight, dear?
My question is about relationships. I have not been in one since 2013, and I'm starting to feel like there's a problem here.
You don't even want to know how long it's been since I've been in a relationship.
Well, thank you. I feel much better. I'm really starting to get a complex.
I don't know why you would. You got a wonderful, wonderful personality. You got a wonderful, wonderful heart. I feel like relationships that you've had in the past, have they taken advantage of you or taken advantage of your heart?
Well, one, I was married for a very long time, and I can certainly say things didn't work out, but I'm still very close with my ex-husband, the one that ended in 2013. Well, he was a handful. Take advantage? No. He was a bit bipolar.
Okay.
So it was a hard relationship. But I understand bipolar behavior, so I dealt with it.
Right. What I'm getting for you, Tamira, is I feel like you're still like almost in a grief process. And if you've ever experienced any grief, whether somebody has physically died or the end of a relationship, which is still all about grief, I feel like you're still processing all that. And especially if you were dealing with somebody bipolar, that's even like a double whammy at you. They're telling me that you are beginning to come out of it. What do you do for fun? Do you ever go to comedy shows or anything like that?
I have. I like to dance. I'm out dancing quite often, whether it be Spanish dancing or freestyle. I like music and I like dancing.
Perfect. They're saying to keep that up. All, you know, the different things that you really enjoy that brings pleasure to you, that brings laughter to you. I think you're going to meet somebody on the dance floor.
That would be nice.
They just showed me that, but it's you, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just a period of time that you've had to go through. And it's very, very important that you keep up like with the things that bring you enjoyment, because that's one thing that helps us get through our grief, that helps us get through our loss, and you keep bringing that enjoyment in, and then that makes us stronger, and then we're able to attract people that we want instead of out of a desperation. I deal with so many clients that have broken up and then immediately want to go back into a relationship, and it's like, let's put value into you. So that's what I'm seeing with you. As long as, you know, you keep dancing, you keep listening to your music, doing the things that brings enjoyment to you. As you get stronger, you're going.
I just feel like I don't come across people that I'm interested in.
I'm sorry?
I mean, I said I feel like I just don't come across people that I'm interested in. Maybe I need to go someplace else or.
No, they're telling me you're going to be fine, dear. Don't go down that negative path. You know, doing what I do, it's very hard for me to be in a relationship. And I've just learned to accept and love and cherish me. And if I meet somebody, great. And if I don't, oh, well, I got 100,000 guys. How many more do I need? Right?
That's for sure. That's definitely for sure. Okay, well,
is your mother's mother passed?
My mother's mother has passed. My mother has passed.
Okay. I'm getting at your grandmother, and she's telling me to tell you, was she of foreign descent?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting like an accent with her.
Okay.
But she's
I'm Italian.
Okay. Oh, I love Italians. I love Italian food. she's telling me that she's helping you with this, and that she's comforting you with this, and know that you're not ever alone is exactly what she's putting to me. Did you ever travel to Italy, or have you ever gone to the ocean?
I've never been to Italy. I've never been outside the country, but the ocean or any body of water is where I go and I'm at peace.
Yep. That's
I go
exactly
often.
What she's showing me. She's showing me, you know, this ocean, and it's just beautiful and how peaceful it is. And she's like, that's the time that you can really connect with your own love of you and know that they're with you.
That's very true. That's where I go.
All right. So just keep bringing in that kind of thing, and then you'll meet your knight in shining armor, and you're going to call me up one day going, thank you, Marilyn.
At least you said something very positive. I know now I will meet a knight in shining armor.
You will, dear.
I thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
And
honey,
hopefully you'll get a call back from me when I meet him.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great night, hon.
Thank you so much from Delaware.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Keep smiling. All right. Yeah, you know, it reminded me when he said he loved Italians, you know. You know, like I love Italian food. Of course, there's not much kind of food I don't like. But speaking about Italian, my wife, the first time, one of our first dates, she's forgot and got to know each other. She said, "What about coming over and I'll cook you a meal?" I thought, wow, never had that before. Okay, sure, I'm game. So she made lasagna, and oh man, she had me from that point on.
I was gonna say, is that when you fell in love?
Yeah. She later told me, well, my mama always told me a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I thought, you con, you.
Yeah, but look at you now. How many years later, Michael?
Yeah, 30 years.
Right?
Yeah. This my wife's birthday was Sunday, and so 30 years, our first date was on her birthday. So 30 years ago,
wow.
2 days ago is when we first met. So, and our anniversary is coming up this fall. So that's a lot of years, but good
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I met this lady last week at this store that I'm going to be doing an event at in 2 weeks. And she happened to be best friends with the owner. And so we just started sitting down and talking, and I'm like, you know, and she's highly spiritual and believes in all this. And I'm like going, you've got to get over. I don't want to mention who it was, but I said, you've got to do something to cut the cords with your relationship between you and this person. So we ended up having a long conversation about cutting cords and releasing that stuff and bringing in the healing light and everything. And we had a lovely, lovely time. I wasn't expecting to do any of that, but spirit works in miraculous ways, and I'm honored and blessed every single day. And then towards the end, I found out she's 100% Italian from New York, and I go, okay, you owe me a meal. And I go, I love brujol. She goes, I'll make you my baked ziti. I'm like, okay, I'll take that too. I mean, 100% Italian from New York. How good's it going to be, you know? Fabulous.
Right. We're bad. You put those labels on, you know, a Chinese person and they're cooking Chinese dinner. It's not like, oh, man, it's going to be outrageously good. It's funny how we all are. Well, I'll let you get all dolled up and ready for the cameras, Marilyn.
Okie dokie.
And great show as always. And we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, sounds good, Michael. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, Marilyn will be live on Facebook here in just a couple of minutes, so she's getting ready for the cameras. We're going to continue, though, on Journey in the Light. So if you didn't get in, you need a reading, or you want to stay on the show to listen, love to have you here. So coming up here at the top of the hour, which is only a couple of minutes away, we're going to be joined with Sonic Nova, psychic medium, healer. She does it all. That is Sonic. So I'm going to end this broadcast, so then you can call right back immediately so you can get in line. And don't forget, you can hop in the chat room, and you could be the first callers on the next show, okay? Okay. Everybody's calling back in, so I'm going to end this here right now.